Okay, well, we're talking with Austin Lowes. He is the chairman of the Sioux Tribe of Chippewa, and good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you. Appreciate being on.
And we have a town hall coming up soon in Manistique. Talk with me about that and what is it that people are not taking advantage of the health care available to them, or what is going on with this?
Yeah. So we're going to have a town hall in Manistique at the Tribal Community Center on February 7th from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. We're going to give out some gift cards. They're going to be raffled out to encourage attendance. And basically, we're doing that to gather input from our tribal citizens on what their experience has been in our tribal healthcare system and how we can improve it. Because like everywhere else in this country, we want to improve healthcare services for our membership. So, you know, some of the services that we're already providing include walk-in services, primary care services, dental, optical, behavioral health, diabetes prevention, community health, and more. We just want to do more to maximize those services for our membership. And the health division is something that I'm really proud of in our tribe. We have roughly 300 employees in there, lots of doctors, lots of nurses, and we actually have clinics scattered throughout the Upper Peninsula. We have them in Sault Ste. Marie, Detour, Hessel, St. Ignace, Manistique, Gladstone, Marquette, Munising. And we're looking to improve and expand those services as well. So I think if you look at a map and all the hospital systems, I think you'll find that the Sioux Tribe is one of the leading medical providers in the Upper Peninsula.
Is it a set of services that you think some tribal members may not be fully aware of?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a whole bunch of services that they're not aware of. So it would be an educational function as well. But for the most part, it's just to figure out ways that we can improve our healthcare services. We also began working with a company called Bluestone Health, and what they do is they work with tribes on improving their healthcare services, and they're actually going to be the ones that are facilitating that town hall meeting. So this is a company that we've had really good luck with so far. They, have helped create the leaders in healthcare in Indian Country, and we're hoping to replicate what they've done with other tribes. So this is the beginning stages, is just a listening portion, just to hear from our members about their experience and ways that we can improve it, and then we're going to implement changes to get the most out of our health division.
Okay, so how can people take part in this town hall then?
So they can attend in person, and again, it's at the Manistique Tribal Community Center, or they can attend virtually on Zoom. You know, we want to, you know, get as many people there as possible, and we realize that some people work remotely, some people may be ill, some people may have transportational issues, which is why we give that virtual option. The Zoom link is listed on the Sioux Tribe's website. So, again, you can attend in person or over your computer or phone.
Okay, Austin, anything else going on you want to mention before we close the interview here?
I can give some statistics for our health division that I think people would be impressed with. So we service 11,000 people in the Upper Peninsula each year. That includes 25,000 visits for health. Physical health related things, but again, we have other things service wise like dental, optical, behavioral health. So if you add all those visits up in the Upper Peninsula, it equals 138,000 overall visits that we provide people in the UP.
Well, that's quite expansive. People, there's some hospital systems that don't have that much, eh?
Absolutely. We're really proud of what we have, and we're just trying to improve it.
Okay, Austin, thanks for doing this, and we'll also on our website link to yours, and so people will be able to click just one click and be able to figure out how to take part on February 7th.
All right, Jack. I appreciate it. Thank you.